Good morning. For the past month, we've been seeking to find out more about God. For those regularly attending here, I'm hoping that you have come to understand that the God we serve is all-knowing, ever-present, all-powerful, and never changes. And I trust that as you go about your day throughout the week, you continually will be seeking Him. This week I thought it might be to our benefit to look at Jesus, who He is, and what He looks like, to see how He impacts our life and the way our lives are to affect those around us. To do this, as is our custom, we'll turn to God's Word to find the answers. Before we begin, let's pray. Father, I ask that You would go before us now, that we would be attentive to Your Word, that we would be focused on You, that You would have opportunity to speak to us, that we would hear a message from You and apply it to our lives and take it into the world which we live. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus makes quite the claim in John 8 at verse 12 when He says, "I am the light of the world. He who follows Me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Jesus' astounding claim to be the light of the world is a claim to be God. Both the Old and New Testament frequently use light to describe God. In the Old Testament, during the Exodus, the Jews recognized the pillar and the cloud as the Lord. Exodus 13:21 says, "By day the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, so that they could travel by day or night." The psalmist in Psalm 27:1 proclaims, "The Lord is my light and my salvation." A prophecy about Jesus Christ in Matthew 4:16 states, "The people who walk in darkness will see a great light." Isaiah 9:2 tells us, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the deep darkness, a light has dawned." In Isaiah 42:6 and 49:6, the Lord tells His servant, the Messiah, that He has appointed Him to be, listen, a light to the nations. In John 8, He says, "A light to the world." We find in Isaiah 60:19 and 20, God says to His people, "No longer will you have the sun for light by day, nor for brightness will the moon give you light, but you will have the Lord for an everlasting light, and your God for your glory. Your sun will no longer set, nor will your moon wane, for you will have the Lord for an everlasting light." This is fulfilled in Revelation 21, 23, and 24, where instead of the sun and the moon, the nations have the Lamb as their light. And we read, "The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives its light, and the Lamb is the lamp. The nations will walk by its light." And then when you continue into chapter 22 at verse 5, the Lamb is identified as the Lord God. We can look at 1 John 1:5 and find that God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. This reveals that God is absolutely pure and holy. Also supported in Hebrews 7:26, we read, "Such a high priest truly meets our need, one who is holy, blameless, pure, set apart from sinners, exalted above the heavens." Since Jesus is the light, He is without any sin. In John 8:46, Jesus asks the question, "Can any of you prove me guilty of sin?" Jesus' claim to be the light of the world is a claim to be the Lord God in human flesh. this claim to be the light of the world means that he reveals the truth about God to us. Jesus states in John 8:14 that he has come from the Father and he is returning to the Father. He goes on to say in chapter 10, verse 30, he and the Father are one. And then he tells us in chapter 14 at verse 9, the one who has seen him has seen the Father. John 1:18 tells us, no one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known. Take time to read the book of John and see for yourself. Throughout God's Word, Jesus reveals to us the truth of who the Father is and what he's like. We need to understand the fact that God is invisible and that he dwells in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see. It's in the book. Read the book. In 1 Timothy 1:17 and 6:16 sheds light to this fact. Read Paul's charge to Timothy, then apply it to your lifestyle. It's a short read, it's just 6 chapters. In it, valuable information to live a successful Christian life. In Luke 10, verse 22, we find that we can only know the Father through the Son. We read, all things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and no one knows who the Father is except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. If you were there, would you have experienced verses 23 and 24? I mean, let me share what Jesus did. Then he turned to his disciples and said privately, blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings wanted to see what you see, but did not see it. And to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. Jesus' claim to be the light of the world means that he reveals the truth about ourselves to us. Jesus knew all men, and he knew what was in man. The fact is, apart from Jesus Christ, we don't even know ourselves. Jeremiah 17:9 reminds us, the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? Truth be said, the fallen human heart is deceptive and desperately wicked when we do not know God. Without the Spirit of God in us, we go about our day upside down and backwards. Isaiah 5:20 and 21 warns, woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and clever in their own sight. The message here is that if we do not follow Jesus, we walk in the darkness. We think we know where we're going, but we're wrong. We deceive ourselves. We end up ruining our lives and the lives of those around us. Scripture plainly states that apart from him, we're dead in our sins. Ephesians 2:1-5 reminds us, as for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of the world and the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the Spirit, who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in our transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. Paul combines the imagery both of darkness and spiritual death when he says in Ephesians 4:18 that unbelievers are darkened in their understanding, excluded from the life of God because of the ignorance that's in them, because of the hardness of their heart. You do not need to be in the dark any longer. Respond to Jesus' invitation. Jesus plainly says, if you follow him, you will have the light of life. We see in John 1:4, in him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. When you are spiritually dead, you need God's resurrection power to give new life to your soul. Jesus promises that if you follow him, you will not walk in the darkness, but you will have the light that gives life. Jesus' claim to be the light of the world means that he reveals the truth about God to all people. He is the light of the world. He is the only light of the world. Some people seek religions that claim to enlighten and give spiritual insight, but don't deliver. Philosophers speculate about the great questions of life, but they can't offer any true insights because they're in the dark. Paul says in Colossians 2:2-4, my goal is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I tell you this so that no one may deceive you by fine-sounding arguments. Paul is telling us that all the treasures of wisdom and all the knowledge are hidden in Christ. This wisdom and knowledge applies to all people and is for all people, whether primitive, illiterate tribes or highly educated intellectuals. A child is not born into this world with a light of life in them. We must understand that apart from God, and until we come to him, we are in spiritual darkness. This bids the question, how does someone come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ? More than likely, it is because some of his followers had taken the gospel to them. Do you recall what Jesus said just before he ascended into heaven? The risen Savior, Jesus Christ, the Lord, your God, the one you say you love and serve, gave the Great Commission, telling us to make disciples of all nations. Paul says in Romans 10:14-15, how then can they call on the one in whom they have not believed? And how can they believe in the one in whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? People can't believe unless we go and tell them the good news. And when we go with the gospel, we must first pray that God will open the spiritual blind eyes. 2 Corinthians 4:4-6 tells us, the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For what we preach is not of ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, let light shine out of darkness, made his light shine in the hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory, displayed in the face of Christ. My friend, what you take from this message is completely up to you. Are you seeking to serve the Lord, your God, with all of your heart? Heavenly Father, I thank you for bringing us all to the light of your salvation in the message of Jesus Christ. Make us to be shining lights as we carry the message of this priceless treasure to a dark world, desperately needing something of lasting value. Bless Christ Little Tapahakan Church here at 40 Church Road as we seek to serve you in this most important of all tasks, being messengers of good news to the world. We ask this in the name of your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.